The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello there. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore. I'm the Director of Communications at the National Cannabis Industry Association. Today, I'm speaking with a guest from the company MyFlora DNA, the CEO Angel Fernandez. So CEO and co-founder Angel Fernandez is a plant scientist at UC Berkeley in plant genetics and molecular biology. He's also a recognized researcher and scientist specialist in plant genomics and molecular breeding. As CEO of the company MyFlora DNA, he's committed to delivering the promise of revolutionizing the industry by applying all his knowledge, time, and effort to developing innovative solutions to break the barriers that growers and breeders face. MyFlora DNA is a genomic laboratory based in Sacramento, California, delivering modern genomics for the cannabis industry. Their services include trait detection, the cannabinoid profile and sex and gender ID, pathogen detection, and genetic validation services. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today, Angel. Welcome.
Hi, Bethany. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. So I shared a little bit about your background. You're currently with UC Berkeley, but I'd love to hear more about your background and experience and some of the things you did before getting involved in cannabis.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me start about my origins. I'm actually from Spain. I have a double diploma in plant science from a University of Spain and another university in France. Then I did my Master of Science in Costa Rica. I was working with tropical plants such as pineapple and bananas. And then I completed my PhD in plant genetics and molecular biology in a collaboration between Spain and Kyoto University in Japan. And at that time, I was working with fruit trees, plant breeding and genetics in crops like cherries, almonds, apples. Then in 2013, I got the prestigious European fellowship called Marie Curie in order to do my postdoc. And that's why I decided to come to UC Davis. And I was working actually under the leadership of the famous professor Richard Mitchell Moore in other crops. At that time, I was working with tomato and lettuce. And then in 2017, I joined UC Berkeley as a molecular geneticist, working with the revolutionary technique called CRISPR and other next generation sequencing tools, forest crops, in forest species like sequoias, pines, and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been very busy in the academic world and you've gotten to travel to some wonderful places, it sounds like.
That's right. Yeah.
Excellent. So as far as working with the cannabis plant and the cannabis industry, how did that get added on to your professional and research story there? And what's your connection to cannabis?
Main reason is because after working basically more than 15 years in the academia sector and working with many different diverse crops, annual crops, perennial crops, forest crops. I really wanted to contribute scientifically to the cannabis industry and learn more about the cannabis plant. Unfortunately, as we all know, this plant lacks scientific support and solid, and I would even say basic research. So my goal at my Flora DNA is to bring all the knowledge that I have acquired in other crops to the cannabis industry, so like that we can bring that knowledge and that benefit to this amazing plant, and obviously to bridge the gap between academia and industry. So that's the main reason of my personal reason, professional reason, and also my Flora DNA goal is to bring this scientific knowledge so like that breeders, growers, nurseries, consumers, they can get educated and they can really know the science behind this wonderful crop.
Yes, I agree. I mean, especially here in the US, we're slow on the research, but as we see more information coming out about the cannabinoids, you know, there's more than just THC and CBD. There's a whole host of CBG, CBN, THCA, all those things. And it's fascinating, not to mention the genetic imprints and profiles of the plants as well. So sounds like my Flora DNA is really wrapping their arms around this kind of science to get us caught up with the science as well. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'd love to hear more about what's going on at my Flora DNA. What you're looking forward to in the year 2023, and what else we can learn about your company.
So we have, let's say, two departments. The first one is testing a lab in which we provide genetic testing to our clients for specific traits, specific pathogens. In addition to that, we have our R&D group in which we are 7 PhDs. So I'm super proud of that because I believe that there are not so many companies worldwide having 7 PhD, 7 scientists working in the same direction and with the same goal, and it's basically discover the science and the genetics or molecular biology behind the cannabis plant. So we are working in different scenarios. We are trying to discover technologies, applications that they can be really useful and efficient for all the different players, including the growers and nurseries and obviously the consumers. So we are working with the cutting edge DNA technologies, including molecular breeding, genotyping by sequencing, genome-wide association analysis, gene editing, and so on.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing all that's going on at the company. Sounds like you're all keeping very busy.
Yeah, we are.
Excellent. Well, we're about to take our first commercial break. And before we do that, I want to remind our listeners that NCIA is back on tour with our event series across the country. We are in 11 cities, maybe 12, as we all lead up to our 11th annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days, taking place May 16th, 17th, and 18th in Washington, D.C. Be sure to head to our website, thecannabisindustry.org, and navigate to our event calendar so you can check out where we're going to be starting in late January through February, March, and April, and May as we hit all these cities in established and emerging markets across the country. We really can't wait to see our NCIA members and meet newcomers to the industry at these really fun evening networking events called industry socials. There's also a cannabis caucus happening in Colorado. So please register your team now for one of these events or all of these events. NCIA members receive complimentary tickets, so you won't want to miss out on that. And with that, let's take our first commercial break, and then we'll be right back to talk with Angel Fernandez of MyFlora DNA. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
All right, we are back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio. I'm your host, Bethany Moore with NCIA, and today my guest is Angel Fernandez of MyFlora DNA. So Angel, I want to start this part of the conversation by looking into the microscope, taking a closer look at the cannabis plant beyond even the terpenes and cannabinoids that I mentioned earlier. Can you explain why the genetics of the cannabis plant is important, and really what information do we get by looking at the genome of the plant? Why is this information important to those who are cultivating cannabis?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me start that all organisms, including animals, humans, viruses, bacteria, and obviously plants and cannabis have a genetic material called DNA. All right. And DNA actually is a molecule that contains the unique, I would say, biological information for each plant. Okay. So it's basically like a set of sequences of nucleotides that contains all the instructions that a plant need in order to grow, develop, reproduce, and so on. All right. And then we have the genes, which are sections of DNA that contain a set of instructions to produce a specific molecule that is called protein. Okay. Those proteins control how the plants work. So that's why it's really important to know those genes, to know those proteins, because are highly related or highly associated with the real characteristic of the plants, like the color, like if they are drought resistant, or the THC content, or if they are pathogen resistant. So it's extremely important to know the genes, the DNA, and the genome. And that information would be very useful for the growers in order to design the new generation of plants, okay? And they will make those decisions based on the consumer demands. So if the consumers, they want a specific trait, the breeder or the growers, they will need to make a new plant having those traits. And the only way to do that in an efficient and sustainable way is by knowing the genetics and the genes of the plant. All right. So basically, it's like, in a very easy way to explain, a gene is like a sentence in a book. Then a chromosome is like a chapter of the book. And knowing the genome is like if we have the whole book. So it's really important to have the knowledge of the cannabis genome. It's all the instructions in the genome. And what is efficient for them is that from a very small leaf, we can know the genome, or we can know all the genetic information. So basically, we can detect and predict how the plants they will look like in the future, but a very early stage.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, thank you. I'm not a scientist, but the way you described that really, really made more sense to me. So thank you for that. So when we are cultivating cannabis, you know, me, I'm thinking about the basics like sunshine and water and just...
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, soil and the very basic elements of agriculture. But I mean, clearly there is some very high tech aspects here to growing cannabis. You were defining the genetic makeup part of it all. So I want to know more about molecular breeding and how it's different from at least what I would consider traditional or classic breeding of plants.
So molecular breeding is basically an advanced way of using DNA science to grow better plants. All right, it's like you have the option to go from Sacramento to LA. You can either drive a car or you can take a plane and fly. All right, so you're going to reach LA, but you can reach LA in 7 hours or in 45 minutes. So that is the main difference between molecular breeding and classical breeding. The goal is the same, but the outputs are going to be much better because we are, imagine you are a grower and you want to, or a breeder, you want to develop a new strain. Normally you take two plants, male, female, you make a cross, you obtain a population and then a population of offsprings, let's say 1,000 plants, and then you need to plant and grow those 1,000 plants. With the traditional method, you need to let them grow, and based on after 4 or 5 months, you will decide which plant is the winner in order to make a new variety. However, and this is the classical method. With the molecular method, at a very early stage, let's say in 1 week or in 2 weeks, if you know the trait that you want to improve, you just target the gene with molecular tools. So in 2 weeks, you're going to know who is the winner of those 1,000 plants. So you are saving 5 months of your time. Wow. You are saving water. You are saving energy, electricity in the greenhouse. You are saving space. You are saving many things. Mm-hmm. So that is the main difference between one technology and the other. And basically, this is what most of the ag companies, large corporations, such as Syngenta, Driscoll, Monsanto, Corteva, are using molecular breeding for at least the past 15 years. So this is what we want to help understand the breeders in the cannabis industry, the main benefits of this technology.
Absolutely. I mean, especially our industry is already strapped for cash with the banking issues and the tax issues, the IRS Section 280E. So any saving of time, money, labor.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That'll have a huge impact on this industry as well. So as we add on to this conversation about how high tech everything can be and all these scientific aspects of growing cannabis, there's now information that can be tracked. We're several years into legalization, so there's probably a good amount of data. So this information can be important or useful even for people like me, the consumers or the customers buying the product. So let's get into that a little bit, how this information helps consumers.
Yes, well, at MyFlora DNA, we just developed also MyFlora Cloud, where all our clients, they can track all the information about their plants through the growing process. So everything is stored there, and only clients, they have access to that. That information can be the traits that they are analyzing. They can be also the, for example, HLB, which is one of main services. They can track which of their plants for each particular week is positive or is infected or not. So then they can track also, The application includes a testing calendar so they can build their own cultivation health program. So this is a very efficient and useful platform that they can use. So they are all welcome to check our website and get access to our cloud and experiment a little bit and play around and see how they can benefit from this.
Yeah, I think that makes sense to me. One thing that comes to mind for me is where we're headed scientifically as we get more data and do more research. I think some consumers know the effect that they are looking for. You know, whether it's to reduce anxiety or to help with sleeping at night or anti-inflammation. And this information is kind of available now when you look at the charts of cannabinoids. But I think it's interesting to think about reverse engineering. Okay, so here's what I want all in one. Let's see what that, you know, starting at the end and then going backward and creating a plant almost. is this getting a little too futuristic, or is this a possibility?
This is a real possibility, and this is actually the reality. You want to eat the best tomato, you want to eat the best apple, and you want to have the best cannabis products. So obviously that is the future, but the present only, the present also, not only for consumers, also for growers. Why growers, they really want right now a cannabis strain or cultivar that is resistant to HLV, for example, or that increase the yield or things like that. So that now it's possible. Now it's possible. And hopefully in the next couple of years, those new technologies, they will be more available for the industry.
That's amazing. Awesome. That's very exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's take our first commercial, our second commercial break, apologies, and we'll come back and wrap up our conversation with Angel Fernandez of MyFlora DNA. Stay tuned, everyone. We will be right back.
NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice will return once we give a voice to our sponsors.
Okay, we're back on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice on Cannabis Radio, having a fascinating and futuristic conversation about cannabis science with Angel Fernandez of MyFlora DNA. And your company's been a very active member of NCIA that I very much appreciate. For starters, you've published 5 really interesting blogs with us over the last year or so. Everything from preventing and getting rid of pests in your cannabis plants to preventing pathogen infections in your garden. Also the most common pathogens and viruses that you'll see in the garden. Genetics validation is also really interesting as well. And I'm still wrapping my head around all that as well. But really, there's a ton of great blogs that you've contributed for those who want to take a deeper dive and read more education from MyFlora DNA through NCIA's website. So you can definitely head to thecannabisindustry.org and just search, use our search function and type in MyFlora DNA, and you'll find these really great blogs that have been contributed by the team at MyFlora DNA. So I want to say thank you for that. Additionally, it looks like you have joined one of our 14 committees, the Scientific Advisory Committee for this 2023 term. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. And great. I'm very, very excited about that. I think it's a great opportunity to share my experience with other colleagues in the field, and obviously to learn from them. That is the thing, the most rewarding thing is to spend a couple of hours per month with such a great professionals and learn from them.
Absolutely. Thanks for saying that. I think our committees are definitely an awesome opportunity to put our heads together and to create something greater than the sum of our parts, as they say. So this particular committee, the Scientific Advisory Committee, has practicing chemists and plant scientists of all kinds to maybe move into developing some standards and guidelines, or at least maybe formal recommendations that are sound, sustainable, and legitimate. So I love seeing the content that comes out of our committees in general. So really looking forward to seeing what kind of blogs and podcast episodes and webinars and maybe even formal policy papers that your committee gets into. So I hope you have a lot of fun with it and you get a chance to bond and make some great relationships with other NCIA members as well.
Absolutely. That is the main goal, and trying to publish and share all the scientific knowledge that we are getting at MyFloraDNA, so to share with the rest of the scientists from the Scientific Advisory Committee, and also with the audience, with the consumers, and with all different players in the industry through seminars, podcasts, newspaper, and so on.
Great, excellent. I really appreciate the conversation today, and I appreciate some of your metaphors in trying to explain some of these very high-tech things that I do not have a PhD in. So thank you for that. You can find more information about your company at myfloradna.com, I believe. Is that true?
That's correct.
All right, great. And hopefully you and your team can join us at the Northern California and Southern California industry socials that are coming up. The San Francisco one is Tuesday, January 31st, and we'll be down in Los Angeles on Tuesday, February 7th. So definitely get registered. We're looking forward to seeing you there. And thank you again for joining us.
Thank you very much, Bethany. I'm sure we will be there on the January 31st.
Wonderful. Awesome. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Until next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Are you tired of juggling contacts, manually following up, and deals falling through the cracks? We can fix it so you never lose another lead, enabling 24/7 sales and support via an AI that learns your business. Ready to close more deals with less hassle? Get a free trial of our marketing automation at thebuzzcrm.com.